start us off. Awesome. So this here is our friend Jibo. Do you want to meet Jibo?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Awesome. Well, Jibo's going to help us out later on, so you'll get to talk more to it, all right?
Okay.
So let's start first here. So could you tell me what this is, and one more thing that starts with this letter?
A, apple, and an ant.
Okay.
B, boy, brother. C, cookie. Cell phone. D, duck, day. E, elephant. F, fish. Friend. G, guitar. Guide. H, house. Hinge. I, ice. Igloo. J, juice. Juggle.
Yeah.
K, key, Kellen.
Oh, good one.
L, leaf, learn. M, monkey. Me. N, nose, nothing. O, orange, octopus. P, plate. Pinball. Q, quack. Question. R, red, race car. S, spider, sing. T, table, tell. U, umbrella, utilize.
Good
one. V, vacuum, violin. W, watch, win. X, x-ray, xylophone. Y, yogurt, yum. Z, zebra, not many words start with this.
It's a tough one, right?
Yeah.
What about, where might you go here to see a zebra?
Zoo.
Yeah. Good job! You can go ahead and hit a buzzer.
Probably.
Awesome. Alright, let's go on to our next one. So now we're going to look at some numbers. Can you tell me what number this is?
One.
What do you think might be next?
Two.
Okay. What do you think is next?
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16.
It's 50, yeah, right?
25 might be next.
So what is this?
That's 20.
Okay, so you think 25?
Yeah.
Nice.
30, possibly? 35? Oh, it's 20. It's 50 is next. 60? It's probably going to skip like 20 or something. Go to like 80. I'm going to say 80 because it probably...
Good guess. I totally could see that happening. But what's this?
70, probably 80, probably skips to 100.
Good guess. What's this?
90,
okay.
100.
Nice.
110.
That was a really great guess. So if we went from here to what's this?
200.
What do you think might be next?
300.
Also a good guess. What's this?
500.
Okay.
1,000 probably next.
Awesome. You knew it.
2,000 probably next.
So we're actually done with those. A good guess. So you said you like math, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you tell me what this is and then tell me the answer?
It's 9 plus 7 equals 16.
Okay.
19 minus 1 equals 18. 6 times 3 equals 18.
Yeah.
21 divided by 3 is 7.
Awesome. You're so great at that. Good job. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer. Correct. All right. So now we're going to play another activity. So I'm going to show you some pictures, okay? So here we have a ship. And then we have another ship. So if we have one ship here, we have
two ships.
Awesome. So if we have a skack here, and we have another skack, we have two
skacks.
If we have a dup here, and we have another dup, we have two
dups.
If we have a shoe and another shoe, we have two
shoes.
If we have a brib and another brib, there's two
bribs.
If we have a snack and another snack, there's two
snacks.
If we have a mip and another mip, there's two
micks.
If we have a foo and another one, there's two
foos.
If we have a cup and another one, there's two
cups.
If we have a crib and another one, there's two
cribs.
If we have a yawk and another one, there's two
yawks.
If we have a pipe and another one, there's two
pipes.
If we have a slide and another one, there's two
slides.
If we have a bell and another one, there's two
bells.
We have a bag and another one. There's two
bags.
We have a rock and another one. There's two
rocks.
We have a smide and another one. So there's two
smibes.
We have a light and another one. So there's two
lights.
We have a yag and another one. So there's two
yags.
And then we have a cow. And another one, so there's two
kelps.
Awesome, and we're back to the beginning. Good job. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer. Terrific. Our next section, Jibo's gonna help us out a little bit. So Jibo, do you wanna tell us a little bit more about yourself before we do the next one?
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Kellen.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Orange.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
So what are we doing next?
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. Look at the picture. What is this?
Alrighty, can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you see there?
I see a kid in a line in a boat going down some stream. I also see some fish in the water and a few lily pads. And I see some flowers, it looks like on the side of the river. I also see a dragonfly, I think that's what it is, flying over. I think that's all I really see.
Alright, so you said they're going down a stream?
Yeah.
How do you think they got there? And together?
I am not sure how they ended up in a boat.
What do you think, if you use your imagination, what might have happened?
I don't know. I don't know why a lion would be in a boat with a kid.
Any ideas how they maybe met?
Some kid was in Africa or something, on a trip or something. And, he saw a lion. For some reason, the lion talked or something.
Maybe.
And they just went on an adventure or something.
What type of adventure?
An adventure where they went and explored as much as they could. They're in a boat.
Yeah.
And they're in a boat going down a stream, trying to get somewhere.
Sounds fun. Would you ever go on an adventure with a lion?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'd trust it that it wouldn't eat me.
Yeah. So maybe if it was friendly.
Maybe if it was very friendly.
Okay. So where do you think they're going to here?
Going to? I'm not sure. I'm not really sure where they'd be going to.
Okay, any guesses? You don't need to know for sure.
Because we're in Ohio, maybe just someplace in Ohio, they're on the Ohio River.
Good idea.
They were coming up the Mississippi and they went on the Ohio River from there.
Yeah. So maybe they're just looking around?
Yeah, looking around Ohio.
Yeah. Also, is it all right if we don't mess with this? This is the mic. Thank you. Yeah. So you said you saw some fish there, right?
Yeah.
Do you notice anything about them?
One looks like old and hurt and stuff.
Oh.
The other one looks perfectly fine. The other looks fine just going under a boat. Also looks, another one that looks fine looks a lot bigger too.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any pet fish?
I have a few.
Really? What are their names?
I think one glowy and a couple of them died. I think one's glowy, I can't remember the other one.
How long have you had them for?
I think this is a year, 2 years.
Okay. Any other pets?
I have a hamster.
That's awesome.
And I have two dogs. Used to have a couple cats, but they passed away. That's it.
That's a lot of pets.
Yeah.
So what's the hamster and the dog's name?
It's Darby and Hutch for the dogs. And the hamster's name is Blair.
Okay. Do they all get along, or?
They all get along pretty well.
Okay. What do you play with them?
I usually just pick up the hamster every once in a while. Can't really do much to play with a hamster.
Okay.
But a dog can usually go out and throw a ball.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. All right. Anything else you want to say about this picture?
I don't really see anything else.
All right, so then we can go on to the next one, Jibo.
Look at the picture. What is this?
I got it.
Awesome, thank you, Jibo. So what do you see there?
I see a kid on his bed. His bed looks very messy. And it looks like his room just looks messy in general. And see some pictures, some cars. And the kid's dressed up as a pilot. He's got a paper airplane. Looks almost like he's planning to throw it out the window.
What do you notice up top?
I think he's using his imagination. The paper airplane is his plane, and there's another plane behind him.
Yeah. Very cool. So the room looks messy, right? What things do you see?
I see toy cars, some socks, a bunch of pillows, some pictures.
Do you notice what's back there? It's kind of small. There's a
fish.
Yeah.
he's got a pet fish.
So do you ever play something like this?
Not really. Yeah, usually if I'm going to play, I usually go out like play wiffle ball or something.
Okay. Do you play any sports?
I play baseball, I play flag football in the fall, I play basketball in the winter. Used to play soccer, but had to dump that because of baseball. Sometimes I'll go, every once in a while, I'll go like do tennis with my uncle. And yeah, that's it.
That's so fun. That's a lot. Which one's your favorite?
Baseball.
Baseball. What position do you play, or do you do all?
I play shortstop, second base, and I pitch.
Oh, that's so cool. Good for you. So in the picture, so do you notice, like, you said the window's open, right?
Yeah.
So when it goes out the window, what do you think's going to happen?
It's going to fly away.
Okay. Anything else?
It's going to crash.
Okay.
It's going to fly away and crash. And the kid's probably going to look for it. And it's going to break.
Okay.
Or, like, get crumpled up or something.
Is your room ever that messy?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing.
Sometimes it's a little messy, but not like this.
Yeah. All right, anything else you want to say about this picture?
Not really. I don't really see anything else.
Okay, we can go on to the next one then, Jibo.
Look at the picture. What is this?
What do you see here?
I think that's a like squid or an octopus or something. Like a kid in a science outfit has a light bulb, like a chart, and a bunch of like chemicals and stuff, and a bunch of books and a rat, some rats on the floor.
So what do you think the octopus is doing there?
Maybe like the kid did an experiment, like made it so the octopus could go out of the water and survive.
That's a good guess. So what do you think the kid is doing?
Probably like doing experiments, having fun, experimenting with stuff.
Have you ever done an experiment like that?
No, not with chemicals and stuff. I have not.
What types have you done?
More like with like how stuff works, not like I'm trying to like mess with chemicals and make different things.
What was your favorite experiment that you've done in class?
I can't remember a lot of them because a lot of them are just little things that take about 5 minutes and then we just forget. But I can only remember one, and this was like simple. I think it was about like friction or something. Yeah.
Do you remember what you did?
Not really, but it wasn't really one of my favorite experiments.
Okay. All right, that's all right. All right, so what things do you see back here? On the counter, on the wall, or on the floor.
There are a bunch of charts and stuff, and the octopus is holding a book. There's a bunch of like chemicals and jars and stuff. I think that's a trash can I see. Over by the rat. There's a couple of rats, there's a couple of books. And I think the octopus is also holding a magnifying glass and another chart.
So maybe, do you think the octopus is like helping out in the lab?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you think the kid knows the octopus is there?
Probably.
Okay. All right, anything else about this picture?
No. I don't see anything else.
All right, then we can go on to the next one.
Look at the picture.
I believe it's our last picture.
What is this?
All right, so what do you see here?
I think that's a kid,
Oh, where'd the picture go,
Jibo?
I'm
on minutes.
Oh, no. Sometimes Jibo likes to play games and mess around with us. It does it very often. Jibo. Okay, it's back.
Okay, I think that's a kid with a giant radish. And I think I see a bunch of radishes planted. I think the kid has family or something, owns a farm. And one of the things they make is radishes. I also see a, looks like a pretty big snail. I see a shovel, another snail, kid's in a farmer's outfit.
Have you ever been on a farm?
I think so. Yeah.
If you could plant anything, and if you were to have a farm, what would you want to plant?
Probably. Not really sure. Probably lettuce.
Yeah. Any fruits?
Probably. Not sure. Maybe like an apple tree or two.
Yeah, pretty nice.
But lettuce would be mainly for my hamster.
Gotta think about the pets. I like that attitude.
The pets.
Awesome. So the big radish there, what do you think she's gonna do with it?
Hopefully cut that up into smaller pieces. Probably put in, use it to make another food and have like dinner or something.
Yeah. So does it look like she's working on the farm or that's her farm? What do you think?
I think she's just working. I think her parents or something own the farm. She's just helping out.
Nice of her. So you said you noticed some snails there, right?
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing there?
I think it's like their natural habitat. Like they lived there when the farm was made, so they just stayed there and like they just go around doing pretty much nothing.
Yeah. Maybe they're just helping.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else about this picture?
No.
Okay. Well, you did a great job. Thank you.
Great job.
Aww.
Great job.
Alrighty. Well, you can go ahead and hit a buzzer now, and we'll move on to our next one. Awesome. So next, we are gonna do some reading. You said you were good at reading, so yeah. I'm excited to hear you. So if you could start here.
Cam was feeling happy as he and Uncle Mo walked to the bus stop. They sat and waited on the bench. Cam thought, I like summer and I am glad to see Uncle Mo. I wish he didn't live so far away. Finally, the bus came. They got on the bus and Uncle Mo gave the driver change for the fee. Uncle Mo did not have enough coins for the fee. He had bills but no coins. He needed another quarter. Cam was scared. What if they couldn't go to the park? Cam slipped his hand in his left pocket. He pulled out 2 dimes. He gave them to Uncle Mo. Then Cam slipped his hand in his right pocket. He pulled out 1 nickel and gave it to Uncle Mo. They had enough money for the fee. Uncle Mo patted Cam on the back. Thanks, little man, Uncle Mo said. They sat down and Cam held his towel in his lap. Cam was the only kid on the bus. He looked out the window and he saw cars go by. He saw people go by. He even saw other buses go by. He sat and waited. Uncle Mo listened to music. Cam could hear the beat of the wobble from the earbuds. He tapped his foot and moved his head to the beat. Uncle Mo looked at Cam and smiled. He gave Cam an earbud so Cam could hear the music too. They shared the beat as they sat and waited on the bus.
Awesome. Do you want to read this one too? Great.
The teacher told the class, be nice to others. Recess is a time to have fun. CJ thought about how he got in a fight with his friend Marcus yesterday. CJ beat Marcus in a handstand contest. CJ laughed at Marcus. Ha ha, I won. Marcus got mad and hit CJ. CJ hit Marcus back. The teacher didn't see the boys, but their friend, Amer, did. Saw it. He wanted the boys to be friends and not get into trouble. Amer told CJ, you shouldn't hit back. You should tell him you were sorry. CJ was sorry. He didn't like to fight. He wanted to be a caring friend. CJ decided he would not laugh or hit his friends. Charles Turner is a hardworking and smart black man. He is really good at math. He worked in New York City. He helped companies make money. One day, he decided to work even harder. He had a dream to become a shoemaker. He worked all day and then he went to school at night. Charles studied and learned how to draw and make shoes. He made nice boots. He was good at shoe design because he was good at math and art. People liked his boots. His dream job was to make shoes and boots. Charles worked hard and now he loves his job. Now he makes boots and shoes.
Awesome. Do you want to read one more? You're doing so great.
Sure.
Okay.
It was Mr. B's job to get honey. He worked very hard. Mr. B got honey from all the flowers on the farm. He got honey from the red flowers and from the pink flowers. He got honey from sunflowers and purple flowers. Mr. B worked all day long. He was on the job from morning to night. I love my job, said Mr. B as he buzzed from flower to flower. I have the best job on the planet. Mr. B worked with other bees. All other bees were very nice to Mr. B. Mr. B had many friends. One day, all the bees decided to throw a party for Mr. B. They wanted it to be a surprise party. They didn't tell Mr. B. The other bees tied balloons to Mr. B's flowers. They told him they wanted to see him after work. After work, Mr. B went to meet the others. Surprise, they shouted to Mr. B when they saw him. You're a very special bee, Mr. B. You work very hard. You collect a lot of honey. They gave Mr. B a honey cake. They gave Mr. B new honey pots for his legs. They sang songs to Mr. B and danced all night. The next morning, Mr. B was very tired but very happy. He sang as he buzzed from flower to flower. I am a happy bee, he sang. That's me.
Aw, you're so great. You are such a great reader. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. Awesome. So our next activity, we're going to look at some pictures. So could you tell me what you see happening here? And then if you want to explain how you might do it.
Someone's brushing their teeth.
How do you do that?
You put toothpaste on your toothbrush. You get it a little wet with water, and then you scrub your teeth with it.
Sounds good to me.
The kid is washing his hands. And you get your hands wet, you put soap on them, you rub the soap in, and then you wash the soap off with water.
Yep.
The kid is tying his shoes. Not really sure how to explain that.
You can just try your best.
I have no idea.
So you have two strings, right?
Yeah, you have two strings. Like, wrap one around and then you go through and pull it tight. And you make a loop. And put like the other string, wrap that around it and go under and pull that tight. And
yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, that made perfect sense. You did great.
Someone is making breakfast. Or it looks like breakfast, but because they're eating cereal.
Yeah. So how would you do that?
You take a bowl and if you want milk, you can put milk in it. But you take a box of cereal and you pour the cereal in the bowl.
Okay. Yeah. So when you say if you want milk, you would put milk in it. Yeah. Do you typically not put milk in it?
I don't really put milk in it.
Oh, okay. So what type of cereal do you eat then?
My favorite is probably Captain Crunch. I like that one.
It's a good one. Excellent. Okay.
Someone is getting dressed.
Mm-hmm. You could just explain like how you put a sweater on, maybe.
You put your head through the neck hole and you put your arms through the armholes.
Yeah.
Someone is making cupcakes. You make the cake batter, then you cook the batter to make it harder, and then you put icing on the cupcakes, and you can put sprinkles on it too, or any other topping you might want.
Yep, sounds delicious.
Someone is painting pictures. You dip a brush in paint and then you draw a picture with the paintbrush.
Yep.
Someone is buckling their seatbelt. You take the seatbelt and you put it in the end of it in the buckle. Someone is pretending to feed their teddy bear. I have never done that, but...
Have you seen your sister or your brother do it?
My brother doesn't do it either, but my sister messes with, like, dolls and stuff.
Okay, maybe you would like it too. You could do it with her one day.
I'm not really sure I would.
Okay, no worries.
Someone is, like, playing dress-up. I have seen my sister do this. She does it all the time.
Have you done it before? Maybe for Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you dress up as?
Usually, last year I went as a shark.
Oh. Awesome. What did your sister and brother go as?
Sister, I can't remember what she went as, but my brother went as a dolphin.
Oh, so you're kind of matching.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun. Awesome. Okay.
Kids are going down a slide, probably at like in their backyard or at a park. A kid is playing soccer.
Yeah, you used to play soccer, right?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
Wasn't very good, but I think one season I only scored one goal.
That's okay. At least you tried, you know, and that's what matters.
I almost scored another one, but the goalie made a very good save.
Oh, okay.
Kids are playing with letter blocks. I think I probably used to do that when I was like my sister's age or younger, probably. But of course I don't anymore.
That's okay.
Someone is pushing, one kid is pushing the other kid on a swing. Two kids looks like are like sharing a lollipop.
Do you share?
Yeah, I share.
Oh, that's nice.
Not usually a lollipop, but.
What do you share?
I'm not sure exactly what.
It's okay.
Sure, exactly what. Kid's waiting, just sitting there waiting. Looks like he has a timer behind him. Trying to. He's gonna stop waiting whenever the timer runs out, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, good job, you did great. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer.
You're doing great.
Awesome, and then we'll look at one picture, because I know your brother is waiting. So do you want to just look at this one and tell me what you see?
I see a kid in a space suit that is attached to a rocket. And outer space, I see a lot of planets, a lot of what looks like asteroids. I see a UFO. I see a bunch of stars. no idea what those are. I think those are supposed to be like asteroids, like flying through the air, maybe.
Would you ever go to space?
No.
No, you don't want to?
I'm already afraid of heights. I don't really need to be that high. I also see a, looks like a ladybug in the corner for some reason.
Anything else?
No, I'm not really sure what this is, but
I don't know either.
That's all I see.
Well, alrighty, then you can go ahead and hit a buzzer and then we'll get you going. I know your feet are moving. Alright, great job! You did so great!